Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Nicole Rankin of the Cole Academy of Personal Growth. Dr. Nicole, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Gresh. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, and I'm super excited to have you on and ready to kind of jump in. But before we do, I wanted to read a little bit more about Dr. Nicole so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Dr. Nicole, affectionately known as Dr. Nick, is the CEO of the Cole Academy of Personal Growth. As a certified John Maxwell team speaker, teacher, and coach, Dr. Nick helps leaders and students become better leaders of themselves, but most importantly, themselves. And Dr. Nick has trained leaders and students throughout the United States, around the world, including Costa Rica, Kenya, South Africa, and China. Dr. Nick is one of the most engaging trainers and coaches around, and she truly has a sincere passion for helping people to get their to their next level, both personally and professionally. Dr. Nick, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. Thank you for having me. I'm ready.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And I wanted to jump right in and hear a little bit more on how you got started. So could you tell us your CEO story and what led you to start your business?
Absolutely. Again, well, thank you again for having me. So my journey is, I'm not sure if it's like everybody else's, but it was unique to me. My background, actually, I am a research scientist / quality manager, and I was in the sciences for 21 years. So I worked in science and public health, but I got to a point where I was hit a roadblock in life. Mm-hmm. And it was more so that, okay, what am I doing? You know, that asking yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? There mm-hmm. was something that was missing. Although on the outside of my life, I had a good career. I was growing professionally. The money was good. Educational was good. So on the outside, I had a good life. Mm-hmm. But on the inside, there was something missing. There was something that was, I felt void. I felt empty. And I felt that I knew that I wanted to do, be, and have more. And I am a woman of faith, so I took that time to kind of figure out and seek through prayer, like, what is this time and season that I'm feeling? Because I knew I needed to figure it out because I was going to work and that was not vibing with me day to day. So I took that time, took that journey. I joined the John Maxwell team. I was led to join the John Maxwell team where I became a certified speaker, teacher, coach. And during that time, I just worked on myself. I grew myself, changed my mindset. And it was, I opened myself to things that I had never experienced before and the possibilities that were out there. And once I did that, I saw myself as a business owner, which I never saw that before. Mm-hmm. And I was at the crossroad to say, what do I do? Do I take the red pill or the blue pill? Mm-hmm. You know, do I keep on with corporate or do I jump out and start my own? And I made my decision and here I am.
Awesome. I love that. And I love that you went after it, so to speak, because I think so many times we come to that kind of crossroads in life or, you know, through our journey through life. And sometimes we ignore a lot of those feelings that we have that something's not right. Or we sometimes even make ourselves feel, I don't know if the right word is ungrateful, but we shouldn't have that feeling. If everything is good, quote unquote, outside, then we should be happy. We shouldn't want to change things. But I appreciate you for one, you know, telling your story, you know, secondly, kind of pursuing that and going through and not, you know, being afraid of that growth, taking that leap of faith. And then for three, you know, helping so many other people be reminded of exactly how to do that as well.
Yes, it was definitely a faith walk and a faith journey. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't an easy decision. And like you said, a lot of times we get comfortable in our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to break out of that. But I knew that if I did not, there were going to be consequences, not only consequences for my own life, that I wasn't going to reach my full potential, that I wasn't truly going to be using my gifts and my talents, but there were people out there that were waiting for me to get in my right position, mm-hmm. right? And if I did not do that, then what would be the impact on their lives? Mm-hmm. So I thought about it that way, and I said, I have to do this. So through prayer, sacrifice, We made the leap. I turned in my resignation and started the Cole Academy of Personal Growth.
Awesome. No, I absolutely love that. I love that perspective. I think so many times, you know, when we're thinking about the decisions that we're making, we're just thinking about ourselves. And of course, you know, we want to make sure that we take care of ourselves and are doing the right things, but not realizing that we're sometimes given these gifts and these talents in order to give them to the world, to make the world a better place. And if we don't walk into that, then we're not walking into that, and we're not walking into the opportunities that we provide for other people as well. So I love that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about your business. Could you take us through the Cole Academy and tell us exactly what you're doing for your clients?
Yes, the Cole Academy of Growth, we're a professional development company where we provide services such as leadership development, personal growth, and communication skills. So we do training, workshops, seminars, conferences, things of that nature. And then we also provide career coaching for those in need of, you know, that professional development, learning resumes, doing resumes, interviewing, and just kind of what do I want to do with my life? A lot of times we get people that are in a transition where I was in life to say what now and what's next. So that's the services that we provide. I travel a lot. I do a lot of speaking engagements as well. And like you said in the bio, I not only work with adults, but I love my niche and my passion is working with budding leaders and that next generation. So I not only do leadership development for adults, I also provide those services for our next generations and those leaders coming up.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I think that I'm a big believer. I think it's in the 7 habits of highly effective people of always kind of sharpening the saw and making sure that you are continually growing and taking kind of that challenge to kind of push past that comfort zone that sometimes we can kind of get into. So I appreciate you in so many different ways for developing that opportunity for leaders, budding leaders, and people that just are kind of unsure what that next step might be to actually figure a way to kind of cultivate that.
Yes.
Awesome. 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 So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Great question. I think for me, it's the understanding of personal growth and development. You know, when you're in school, you're taught to the hard skills. You know, you're taught math, you're taught science, social studies, all the hard skills and technical skills that you need. But you're not taught the soft skills until it's needed later on in life when you're an adult and you're like, how did I get here and I'm not equipped? Mm-hmm. And what I found was that when I went through my journey, I had all my technical skills and I thrived on that. I built a whole professional life on my technical skills. But then when I got to that point where I was in that roadblock, it wasn't the technical skills that I needed. It was the soft skills that I needed to develop in order for me to push past and to reach my potential and to go into the things that I know that I was called to do. But nobody ever taught me that. Like, I didn't know what personal growth was. It wasn't a course. It wasn't a thing. So I think I brought that into the organization. So when we're talking about developing leaders, when you think about leadership development, the first thing you think about is managing people, being able to lead teams, being able to do conflict resolution or problem solving. It's always an outward facing solution. Mm-hmm. So the difference that I have with the Cole Academy of Personal Growth is we focus on self-leadership. We focus on the personal growth and personal development of that person so they can be a better leader of themselves first, because we know the highest form of leadership is self-leadership. So I said, you can't effectively lead others if you can't effectively lead yourself. But a lot of people neglect that even as leaders. So they're more focused on how am I going to manage a team? How am I going to lead a team? Well, let's turn that mirror around and look at ourselves. How are you with yourself? How are you in your reflection? How do you know your strengths? Do you know your weaknesses? Do you know your strengths? Do you know your giftings? You know, let's look at that and develop you as a leader so you can effectively lead others. And that is the focus of the Cole Academy of Personal Growth. So that is our uniqueness. We focus on the leader first before we train them on how to lead others.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Well, during my journey, it was so pivotal in my life that I actually captured it in a book. So I wrote a journal. And it's called Adulting in My Purpose. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a journal of self-discovery. And it goes through seven kind of personal growth journeys, including self-awareness, self-reflection, self-belief, self-knowledge, self-planning, self-motivation. So everything that has to do with self. And I actually take myself through this on an annual basis to kind of keep me above. That's kind of like my personal growth plan. And I think every year that I go through it, I expand, I learn more about myself. I learn things I need to improve, things I need to stop doing, things that I can do to make me effective more as a business owner or just as a person in general. So I did capture that in the journal. And the journal is actually geared to millennials, that budding leadership, new entrepreneurs age group, because I realized if I knew the stuff that I knew now then, life would have looked a little bit different. So that is one of my resources that I use now to help me keep moving forward in business and just in life.
I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So this is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you could hop into that time machine or go back into one of those pages, what might you tell your younger business self?
Again, personal growth and development, taking that time to grow yourself, and more so that I can do it, right? A lot of times when I was at that point where I was empty, I had a lot of limiting beliefs. I had a lot of self-doubt that kept me in my box, that kept me into that comfort zone. Because even though I saw visually, like I'm a dreamer and I'm a visionary, so I see myself doing big things, but then you have those doubts, you have those self-belief that says, no, you can't do that, or you don't have the resource to do that, and who's going to listen to you? So, you know, that process that, you know, growing myself helped me with that, helped me to overcome those fears, overcome those doubts. So I said, making that investment is critical just in not only in business. When we talk about business growth, when I talk to small business owners, I tell them that your personal growth is your business growth. Mm-hmm. You and your business will never outgrow who you are. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to, and if you want your business to grow, you have to keep growing, or you're going to reach a cap. You're going to reach a threshold. And a lot of times when I was doing, you know, just, you know, your research, businesses fail within 3 to 5, you know, years, right? That's the statistics. But when you ask yourself, what is the difference between those businesses and a business that's succeeded? The difference is mindset. Right? Mm-hmm. The challenges are the same. You know, you meet the same problems, you meet the same challenges, but do you have the right mindset? Do you have the right fortitude to overcome the fears, the challenges, to overcome that, to keep pushing forward? That's the only difference, right? So I would say definitely taking the time, making the investment in yourself to grow yourself and do the personal work so your business can grow, so you can grow and you can reach your capacity and your potential.
Definitely appreciate that, Dr. Nick. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Dr. Nick, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Taking responsibility and taking ownership. And I say that not only as a business owner, but just for your life, you know, knowing that you have the ability to lead your life in a direction that you desire. You know, a lot of times, most people just accept things the way they are and roll with it, go with the flow. But we have the ability, we have the giftings, we have the mindset to lead our lives in a direction, making choices, doing situations, regardless of our circumstances. You know, a lot of times we use that as an alibi or an excuse based on our circumstances. But even in the midst of that, we have the ability to lead our lives in a different direction. So I think being a CEO means taking ownership and having the responsibility to lead your life in the way you desire for it to go.
Absolutely. No, I love that definition and that perspective. And I think so many times we can chart our course. I usually say sometimes we can be artists in our lives or in our businesses where we can paint a picture that we want to paint. And we do that by taking that action to do that. And we have so many kind of, tools at our disposal to be able to make that happen. And yes. I appreciate you for providing, you know, so many of those as well too, so that we can be able to kind of be our best selves. That's and right. Chart our paths as much as we can. So Dr. Nick, I truly appreciate that. And I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was passion the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you, get a copy of everything that you're doing, and see all the awesome things you're working on.
I can be found on social media at Dr. Nicole Rankin, DrNicoleRankine. My website is drnicolerankin.com, so I keep it simple. Mm-hmm. I also have the journal for anybody that's interested. Right now it's on Amazon, so you can go to Amazon and pick that up. It's Adulting in My Purpose, the 7 Journals of Personal Growth. And that's it. Just LinkedIn. Follow me on social media. We're doing some great things. I'm also going to be working with some budding leaders coming up in the next couple of weeks. So doing some great things. So yes, find me, follow me, and let's continue to reach our dreams.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Neg. And we will have the links and information in the show notes, and definitely for the workbook as well too. And of course, everything that you're doing on social media, but truly appreciate your time. Appreciate everything that you're doing today. And that reminder for us to kind of be our best selves and continue to put in the work in order to do that, to grow ourselves individually, to see it manifest in so many different ways in our lives. So truly appreciate that. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.